Hello there, and welcome to Bald Man Stories, a collection of surreal and weird tales. All stories have been written and produced by me, Sean Tate. So, whoever and wherever you are, sit back and enjoy. A Matter for Sailors by Sean Tate. Sam's first mistake was drinking on an empty stomach. His second was falling asleep in a bar he had stumbled into on his way home from work. When he awoke the next morning, it wasn't to the usual shrill sound of his cheap alarm clock, but to the sound of the sea, seagulls, and gruff laughter. His stomach lurched as he got to his feet. This was to be expected from the amount of alcohol he had consumed. There was also the fact that the ground beneath his feet swayed from side to side. You see, Sam was on a ship. It wasn't exactly a big ship, but it was a ship nonetheless, and when you're on a ship, the ground never exactly feels stable. He had no intention of getting on the ship, but when you fall asleep in a strange bar on a Saturday night, where you wake up is a matter for sailors. Sam's mouth felt like sandpaper, and he desperately wanted some water. "Ah, you're finally awake," said a scrawny-looking sailor with bleeding gums and an eye patch. "Awake?" Oof, grumbled Sam, as he massaged his temples and resisted the urge to vomit. "Where am I?" he asked, getting unsteadily to his feet. "That's the question," said the scrawny sailor as he gave Sam a friendly slap on the back. This slap caused Sam to vacate the pitiful contents of his stomach. A gruff voice rang out from behind. "You filthy landlubber! I just had that deck waxed!" A towering shadow loomed over Sam, and with it came the smell of rum and regret. These were scents familiar to Sam, especially the regret. Every drink that he had was followed with the thought, "I'm going to regret this in the morning." The thought was only fleeting because Sam saw it as a future Sam problem. Future Sam was now present Sam, and present Sam was now hating past Sam for choosing to drink on an empty stomach. Sam had some hangovers in his time, but this one was definitely the worst. For one thing, he didn't have a half-eaten kebab from the previous night to help nurse his hangover. All he had was an angry captain shoving a mop and bucket into his hands.
"Hapless sea dog," bellowed the towering captain. "Who do you think you are, coming on board my ship and expelling the contents of your flabby gut on my freshly waxed deck?"
Sam supported himself on the mop and stared bleary-eyed at the tickly bearded captain.
"You don't answer," he barked. "You don't answer because you don't have the answer to answer me with. Typical behaviour of a land-dwelling, pastry-eating, tutu-wearing barnacle."
Mizzen, the rough-looking sailor who had greeted Sam when he awoke, interjected.
"You might want to ease off, Captain. He's had a rough night."
The captain spun around and caused his fragrance of eau de regret to wash over Sam without his consent. More vomit forced its way to Sam's mouth, but Sam thought better of expelling it and swallowed.
"Are you questioning my abilities as a captain? Do I smell the stench of mutiny in the air?"
Mizzen looked about him, and then to Sam.
"Captain, there's only three of us."
He gestured to Sam, who was breathing heavily.
"And Sam here is in no state to assist in a mutiny."
The captain's eyes grew wide and he jumped back.
"Ah, so you're saying if he weren't in the throes of a violent hangover, you'd be all aboard the Mutiny Express?"
"No, that's not what..."
"I don't want to hear it," interrupted the captain. "You'll walk the plank for this. You've..."
The captain's diatribe was interrupted by an exhausted voice from behind. "Gentlemen, I've told you before that this ship is for children only. If you don't move off now, I'm going to call the guards."
Thanks for listening, folks. Bald Man Stories is available over on Wooshka.com, Spotify, iTunes, and anywhere else where you get your podcasts. If you like what you're listening to and wouldn't mind leaving a review, that would be greatly appreciated. Well, until next time, take care. Bald Man out.